USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jury in Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial says it has reached a unanimous verdict on charges of rape and committing a criminal sexual act, but is deadlocked on the most serious charge of predatory sexual assault, prompting the judge to dismiss them and tell them to keep deliberating next week. President Trump delivering remarks at one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nobody is doing what we do. Nobody can do it like us. We're the greatest country in the world again. We have the greatest people. We have the greatest military by far. We've totally rebuilt our military. Jobs are booming. Incomes are surging. Poverty is plummeting. Factories are returning. The confidence is soaring.
The president is heading back to Washington after the rally. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There's a crackdown on coronavirus cure claims. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Independent sellers who falsely claim their product will cure or kill the coronavirus are having their listings removed from Amazon. CNBC says it received a copy of an email that the online retail giant has sent out about it. Amazon officials did recently meet with leaders of the World Health Organization and discussed how to stop misinformation about the outbreak. There is no proven treatment for the new outbreak of coronavirus, which the World Health Organization is calling COVID-19.
The whistleblower in baseball's sign-stealing scandal says he's getting death threats. Former Astros pitcher Mike Fiers told the San Francisco Chronicle he's dealt with death threats before. He's pitching for the Oakland A's this spring training. MLB officials say they're taking steps to protect the player. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In the middle of historical progress being made for African Americans in America, this should be the most celebrated Black History Month in our generation. Instead, we're hearing a lot of talk regarding Michael Bloomberg, former New York City mayor's policy regarding stop and frisk. Jack Brewer is a former NFL player. He shares his message regarding Black History Month on Fox News.
America's Black History Month is about remembering all those black lives, all those slaves that were lost, families that were decimated. I know I'm from Texas, and I've traced my history back to Kentucky. And so I know what it did to my family. I know how, you know, I had to watch my father and my mother, who both went to segregated high schools, struggle. And so we got to remember that as America. That's a part of our history. But at the same time, we can't just talk about the bad portions of our history without talking about the good. And the good portion for Black America is progressing right now. I mean, we're doing so many amazing things from jobs. Martin Luther King marched for jobs and freedom. Let's remember that. And President Trump's policies now are creating more jobs for blacks in America. We have historical numbers being put out for women.
For more news, do remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio, or you can even download the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. Take us with you wherever you go. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.